these pink salmon that we got in early this year are some of the largest I've seen in quite a long time.
That's John Joyce, fisheries research biologist at the Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute in Auk Bay, in an interview last summer. As the waters of Auk Creek flowed over rocks and salmon lingered in a nearby pool, Joyce explained the creek's weir features over 35 years of continuous data that is valuable for climate change research.
You know, we had a real warm event. It would be logical to assume that that's creating a pretty good growth regime for these fish, and we're seeing evidence of that with these fish coming back.
Joyce says the adult pink salmon are returning earlier every summer, a total of 2 weeks earlier since counting started. Last year's returning pinks also came back in big numbers in the northern part of southeast Alaska. They were also bigger than usual, about 12% heavier than the previous year.
Okay, we're about ready to start.
During the Salmon Ocean Ecology Meeting in Juneau in March, research biologists presented their findings, suggested that some Pacific Ocean salmon species are benefiting from a competition for food resources. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Leon Shaw says they've noticed a trend develop in the Gulf of Alaska and southeast Alaska over the last several decades. Older Chinook and Coho are getting smaller, while young reds and pinks are getting bigger.
The size of salmon in the region has shown a pattern of convergence, with everything that was smaller 30, 35 years ago trending larger and the larger fish trending smaller.
Shaw wonders if the salmon's forage base is being altered by the recent swings in water temperature. When ocean temperatures are cool, young pink salmon usually grow by feeding on the bigger and fattier zooplankton. It just so happens that squid like zooplankton too.
Pink salmon may be changing the whole forage base, similar to the phenomenon of fishing down the marine food web, taking out the squid, which is a direct competitor with them for zooplankton. And so the pink salmon is an intra-gild predator that both eats its competitor and eats the prey of its competitor.
And it's also possible that when pink salmon bulk up by consuming squid, they're also depriving offshore coho and chinook of their primary food source. Shaw acknowledges that they still haven't pinned down whether young pinks are benefiting from more zooplankton because those older pinks are scooping up all the squid. And since less fatty zooplankton are prevalent during warm conditions, they're still not sure how pinks are still getting bigger with a recent warm water anomaly known as the blob in the Northeast Pacific.
And if it's driven by climate, then you would expect going back into a warm period that they would have been smaller in size, and yet pink salmon have continued to grow larger in 2015. And so they followed this recent trend, which suggests that there's something more than just a change in climate, that there is plenty of food out there and that somehow they are benefiting.
Elsewhere in the North Pacific, researchers have already documented what they believe is one salmon species crowding out another. Greg Ruggioni of Seattle-based Natural Resources Consultants explained how he believes Bristol Bay red salmon runs are affected by eastern Kamchatka pink salmon runs. Pinks usually take 2 years to mature, while reds usually take 3 years. And since both stocks intermingle in the North Pacific, huge pink runs compete for food with the young reds during their second year at sea.
And basically what you see is a very strong alternating year pattern. Pink salmon are about 40% more abundant in odd-numbered years. When there's lots of pink salmon, you see the reduction in growth, and it's fairly consistent over time.
And as well as smaller growth for red salmon, Ruggioni says there are fewer of them in alternating years in Bristol Bay. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.